Blog Talk Radio.
Open us up to truth right now. Come into the light and open us up to truth. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Just stop there for a moment.
Y'all acting like God didn't do nothing for you again.
Hallelujah.
If you don't understand what God has done for you, we can all get into vehicles and go to the closest hospital. What is that? Grace Medical Center? And you can walk down whatever they call it. And God has blessed you. Do you understand it? Now, if you don't want to praise him, if he's done nothing for you, then you can sit down in your seat and you can just have your arms folded and just feel like it's all right. But it's God! What good this morning? What the activities of your life? What you can talk, you can walk, you can breathe, you can see, you can hear, mother of the worker. Then you ought to act like you know.
That's right.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to send this on one more time. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus.
to share with us what they learned and what we did. Hallelujah. They may sing a song and answer questions. Yes. Close verses. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And
yes.
Always
yes.
Be what the beautiful peace says.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. And after that, that's the same thing we have a guest speaker. Hallelujah. And today is full time ago. We have a guest speaker today. Hallelujah. It won't be the pastor. Hallelujah. It won't be Pastor Bay. Hallelujah. Let it well be Pastor Keith.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the peace of the Lord is going on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for our changing station in northeast, southwest of Baltimore City.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for all our postal partners.
Yes,
what
yes.
Is our postal partners? 3454 Boston, Maryland, 2124. Everyone that used our cash app, which is dollar sign, TPH2023. And everyone that has gone to our GoFundMe page, you pull up go to GoFundMe.com. For the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. And you'll find us. Hallelujah. We never need so and see.
Hallelujah.
Don't see the glory to the sign of our heart. You want God to be
successful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
This month also has a fifth Saturday and a fifth Sunday.
Yeah.
This Saturday is called Super Saturday. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we are going out to see this Super Saturday is sponsored by our Good News Youth Club.
Yes.
And going out into the area, to the community of the Northeast Supermarket. Hallelujah. Passing out the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Passing out the word and such meals. Hallelujah. To our homebound friends.
Hallelujah.
And hallelujah. We're going to saturate the area.
Yes.
And
yes.
The
yes.
Oil.
Yes.
And with prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I tell you that. That area won't be the same when we say.
Hallelujah, thank you.
Hallelujah, won't be the same when we pray for people, laying hands. Hallelujah, healing the sick. Hallelujah, and feeding the people. Hallelujah,
thank you,
Lord. God is so good. And then the next day is Super Sunday.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In God's house, we don't have service on Super Sunday.
No.
That is ministered to your family Sunday.
That's right.
But this time, if you desire, we will be having two of them join in Bible Way Church of God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to be, if you desire, we want to join in with them. Hallelujah. Worshiping the Lord on Resurrection Sunday.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to join with them. The speaker for that Sunday, the next Sunday, is minister to White Hall from Fort Lauderdale,
yes.
Florida.
Hallelujah.
He will be breaking the bread of life. And then after that service, there will be a free fellowship meal also.
Again.
That's right.
Everyone that desires to stay from the Power House, please give us to AJ the name. Hallelujah. We haven't done it already. So we can check on the count. On to Pastor Bauer, so we have enough food. Rachel, she wants to make sure we have enough food to accommodate everybody.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is so good.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's so exciting.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. The classrooms, hallelujah, glory to God. The child care center was all out of interest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The fully equipped kitchen and the fellowship hall. The fountain hall. We thank God for that. We thank God. And he's working on that right now. As we speak. So we thank God for that. We thank God for Pastor Lewis and Pastor Viola for allowing us to share their facility here. 2141 West Pack Street. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible was Church of God in Christ. Being here temporarily. Let's give them a hand. Hallelujah. We thank God for being here. We just thank God for that. We want to also say on the fifth Saturday is Super Saturday. Pastor Keith is talking about that already. And I want to share that we are getting together on that day at 10 a.m. At the parsonage, the low level sanctuary of the parsonage, which is 3007 Iona Terrace. Baltimore Valley 21233. We're going to have a 21214. I was right here. We're going to, glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because thank you, Pastor Peter. We're going to have a continental breakfast. We're going to have prayer. We're going to get our instructions and change it to our uniform, you know, the gold hats and t-shirts, hallelujah. And get our instructions and then. At 11 a.m., we're leaving there, going down to the Northeast Market, the McElderly Street side, and we're going to walk that area around that market until 12 noon. We're going to walk around anointing the street, anointing the sidewalk, and we're going to be praying for that community. And then at 12 noon, we're going to start giving out our delivery guide poster, hallelujah, our scripture list band, and lunches for those, hallelujah, those to homeward bound as far as those lunches go.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
And then for those who want to join us, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, you must give your name to Pastor Key.
Yes,
so
yes,
can have a lunch for you as well.
That's right.
Hallelujah. No name to Pastor QB, no lunch for you. Hallelujah, glory to God. We want to make sure that if you participate, you're going to have a lunch. So we're not going to muzzle the ox that treads out the wheat. Is that all right?
All right.
Glory to God. So we're going to give out some lunches to the homeless down, forward on with the homeless population. But we also going to bless those who come with us and share with us and minister to them. So God bless you real good. And again, for those who are coming to the service, resurrection service, next Sunday, 11 a.m. Make sure you give your name to Deacon Annette James. Deacon Annette James, can you raise your hand?
I'm right here.
Right here?
I'm right here.
Oh, you? Oh, okay. There she is, y'all. Give your name to her. Say, I'm coming to the service.
Yes.
And thus, I'm going to stay for the tea fellowship meal.
Right.
Now, some of y'all, don't come just for the fellowship meal. And you show up at the end of the service. Oh, I'm here for the meal. You come to the service because we have a dynamic, awesome, Holy Ghost filled speaker all the way from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I know he's not walking here, but anyway, he's going to be here. Whatever transport he makes, he's going to be here, and he's going to minister. But thus saith the Lord to God's people here. So we thank God for that opportunity, and he is a dynamic man of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I think that is it. Pastor Peter, thank you so much. And we don't want to call on the speaker to say anything about this, because she needs to save her voice. But she's been shifting to, what did you say?
And her strength.
And her strength. Probably because we don't want her to be married to the left or to the right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God bless you. Thank you again, Pastor Peters. And may God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings. Hallelujah. To the housekeeping suggestion on this morning, this afternoon. And look, I just want to thank y'all in Radio Land, those here, who have shared with people at least one person a day that you love them and that God loves them too. And you know, I found the easy way you can say that all in one bite is to say, I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
In fact, let's do it in here. Let's get up and walk as I play the selection. And tell somebody you love them with the love of the Lord. And at the very least, give them a fist bump or a high five. Is that all right?
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love that makes me love you. I can't let you leave the Lord you love me. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you in the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you in the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I love you in the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you in the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you in the love of the Lord. Oh, my God.
Thank you. feet of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again. Praise the Lord. That was a choir. Angie was loud. Come on, Angie. Sister Angie.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you were loud. Come on up here and get a wristband or a book, whichever one you want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You outdid the choir. Okay, God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 There's a scripture that says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Where is that at? In fact, there's two scriptures. You can give us either one.
Psalm 105:15-17.
Who said that? Take a book or a wristband. Silver. The other scripture is 1 Chronicles 16:22. Says the same thing. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Oh my goodness. Jesus is Lord. Oh my. Oh, that got me that time. You know that the memory of the just is blessed. Where's that found?
Proverbs 10:7.
Pastor Peter, you're the one that come on down. Get a book. Yeah, get a book for her. Yeah, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go back over there and give her something else.
Yes,
my friend, it's such a hallelujah. Hallelujah. Down. You can decree a thing and it shall be established.
John 22:20, Job 22:8.
Come on down. The next winner. Read a book or a wristband, you take what you want. Yeah. Lord have mercy. See, it's good knowing the answer. See, y'all don't know, but see, there's an electrifying power in knowing the answer. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Anybody got any relatives in Washington, D.C.? Anybody got a hand up?
Two people.
Oh, what's their name?
Father Cynthia.
What's the first name of their relative in Washington? Okay. Sister Cutie, can you go find Joe for us? Can somebody go find Joe? Can you repeat that? Minister Jerry, come on down here. There you go. You got it. You gotta know the address. And don't let it be an emergency and you don't know the address. How about you say his first name is what?
Joe.
Joe?
Yeah,
the
number name is
Perry. You can take either of them, whatever you want. How many Joes or parents do you think are in Washington, D.C.? A whole lot. You understand what I'm saying? You want to find what you find, and don't let it be in an emergency. Yeah, you got to get to the room real quick. So where do you live? I can't tell you the address. You just find me. What kind of stuff is that? You understand the necessity of the address. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, God.
Mm-hmm.
The shortest verse in the Bible is
Jesus.
Where is it found? Mm-hmm. Okay, you can let that fly. Because I gotta keep moving on.
Somebody.
Who said that? Did somebody say 1135? Will you come up here exact one more? Go ahead, listen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord have mercy. Let me just ask you this question here, because it's important for y'all to know this. Well, this tickles me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. I didn't hear anybody. What do you think? I don't know. Nobody gets that one because I didn't get nothing clear.
Somebody said
Beyonce
back here.
Who said it first?
It was a lovely choir.
Mother Hank.
You come on down and get something like that here. Mother, come on down here. Come on, get a book or a wristband. It's your choice. See, we mean this for real, y'all. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
A wristband or a book.
Yes, praise God.
And
thank
help yourself.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous one is to live in our faith.
That's true.
Every day. We say that every day, y'all. We say that every day. Every day, y'all. Okay. And we put some more up here. Because we want to make sure that y'all know the word. What is it here? Let's just call it up. Over here. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. How many books in the Old Testament?
32.
Get past that. I don't believe it. And some of those folks are talking. If the Bible school students saw the Holy Spirit, I've done a terrible job. How many books in the New Testament?
27.
All right. There you go. Come on up here, Pastor. Come on down.
Hallelujah.
For your information, 39 books in the Old Testament.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, this has got to be one. Oh, somebody got to be paying attention. I know some folks say, I've been so poor, I couldn't even pay attention. But we rich in Christ, you know that. How many words in the King James Version Bible, 1611? She got the right numbers, but in the... But I thought they switched up a little bit. Oh, my goodness. I'm
with the teacher.
Yeah.
It got benefits.
Okay. 788,280 words. Hallelujah. How many chapters in the entire Bible? This is the King James Version Bible. And as far as I can see, none of my Bible students are up in here. That's why I can't see.
I have to move on
that on the notes. Oh, I can't see that. I heard the answer. 1189. One more. What chapter is the middle chapter in the entire Bible? Psalms 118. Deacon AJ, come over here. Pick up two things for Pastor Peter. Let the church say amen. Amen. We thank God for our Children's Church Club. We call it the Good News Youth Club.
I want a bright colored band and a book, a big book.
Hallelujah. Let's give everybody a hand of that, too. And those that didn't get the hand, but please, please pay attention.
Hallelujah.
This may save your life.
Yes.
Knowing the address, knowing what I'm saying. You would be surprised what happens in this book. No, you wouldn't be surprised. I'm going to tell you, because stuff happens.
Yes, it does.
And it may even save your life. Just know a scripture. It may bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Last year, we went down to the Lexington Market. And we asked, do you know a scripture? They said, no. Went to somebody, do you know a scripture? They said, no. Asked somebody, do you know a scripture? Yeah. What is it? They send me the scripture, I give you
$10. That's
right. You understand? It may bless you to know the will of God. Yeah. In fact, it will bless you.
That's right.
Because the word of God is electrifying.
Yes.
The word of God has power.
Yeah.
Jesus is the word of God. Did you know that?
That's
right. He was made flesh when he dwelt among us.
Word. You,
he is the living word.
Thank you.
And when y'all wear these wristbands that you get out of, and you carry Jesus with you on the outside as well as on the inside.
Amen.
That's rhema for you. You got them on the outside and the inside. You heard? Hallelujah. Let me get back to what I'm supposed to be doing now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'm going to play some music. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to play some music. And the Good News Youth Club, you know what the good news is?
Oh, yes.
What's the good news?
Oh, Jesus. Come on, y'all. Jesus.
My goodness.
Yes.
Lord, help us today. Is this the am I in the right place?
Yes.
Oh,
my.
I'm going to play some music. And while the music's going on, the Good News Youth Club or whoever's representing them will come up and grab this mic and do whatever they do.
Hallelujah.
Let's give a hand.
Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Bless our children.
Excuse me. Y'all got to mark up here. Y'all don't just walk up here like y'all walking to a bar or to a McDonald's. Come on now. Ladies and gentlemen, the Good News. Did they march up or did they walk up again?
They
marched. They marched a little bit. They marched. Okay. Let's see one more chord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All right, let's give them a hand of death.
Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for letting us come here today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And letting us tell everyone how we were born.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless everyone here today.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
All right, so we got some great young people here in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Going to perform the day.
Thank you, Jesus.
And thank God for
thank
the
Jesus.
Day that he has made.
Yes.
So,
Jesus.
We're going to start off with a scripture.
Hallelujah.
The fruit in the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22-23.
And he does it great. And I thank God for it in the name of Jesus. I thank God for these young people right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you, Jesus,
thank
for the young people.
Yes.
And when they speak,
the
we shall listen.
Yes.
Is that Isaiah, my death by where I'm going at?
11:6.
Yeah, there you go, Pastor. 11:6. I got to get it here. And the little child shall lead in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
A little child shall lead from Isaiah 11:6.
Hallelujah.
Y'all want to sing the B-I-B-L-E song?
Yes, we love that song.
Woo! All right. Come on, back up. We got back up. Yes. Come on, back up. Come on, come on. Let's back up. Come on. Come on in the name of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Give me with it now. Come on.
The B-I-B-L-E. That's not the book for me.
Okay.
I said I love it. The word of God.
Thank you.
But I know somebody. I know somebody. What else they call them? They're opening up blinded eyes. They cause the lame to walk, the dumb to talk. They cause the lame to be able to be whole. I know somebody who even laid hands on those that were dead and they came to life again. Hallelujah. So this is a happy time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our text for today is in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. And we thank God for the meal in here. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the elements. We ask this word, bless, unknown, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. But in the name of Jesus, thank you. In the text of today, we have the word today, it says to examine yourself. We're past the peaches tonight, but is he still here? Oh, dear. When I was younger, when they said, what happened, Pastor Peaches, when they said, you can never have Holy Communion?
We got scared because we thought we
were going to
die.
We knew it. Check out that. And we're going to do that right now.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. As we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined.
That's right.
That was an instant replay. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. One of the greatest miscarriages of the justice of God is that we don't forgive ourselves. Y'all got to understand. God wants you to forgive yourself. Yes, you made a mistake 50 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 30 minutes ago. But his blood washes white as snow. God wants you to be forgiven. He was the none be lost, y'all. So we thank God. Now, in the text on today again, that's 1 Corinthians 11, chapter 23 to 30, it says examine yourself. And you see that in the light of the word of God. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, he was wounded, we're talking about Jesus, for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon us, and with this strife we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24. Be, because with this strife we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hebrews 9:22b said he washed our sins. Let me back up on that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And then Revelation 1:5b said he washed our sins in his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1 and 14, Matthew 26, 28, says we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through his blood, our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text on today, it also says that he is a being unworthily. He is a victim of damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. That means, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the most you can do. Numbers 23:19, God, you say that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11. Thank you, Lord. You said in your word that your word would not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you for your word on today. And there's one thing you put above yourself. So you're the boss say, but he said, boy, we'll take care of you. It's the word of God. Not at the boss say, the boss say, the boss Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. And on the same night,
yes,
with the Lord Jesus Christ is betrayed. What are the boss say, Jesus? He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and he thanked his him, he broke it. He declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Declare you want to heal us everywhere we pray for. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. Thank you, Lord. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to toes of our feet. We thank you, Lord, for creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. All over the world. Tumors dissolving. Cancer's disappearing. New knees, new kidneys, brains, gallbladders, liver, hearts, bones mending together. Arthritis running away from us. Bloodborne pathogenic diseases disappearing. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your healing today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 1 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children. and the chief of your pastor. And healing is the pride of your children. We thank you for your healing bread on today.
Yes.
Somebody already said, I'll receive it today in Jesus' name. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup.
Yes.
And when he had given thanks, and he thanked you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. My new promise, my new gift I'm giving you. And I love it in my blood. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Whatever of us shall come. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our home. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Holy Ghost, is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already in the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together and be justified. And we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. And none of the diseases of each other. And I will not overtake you. Then they come knocking at your door. But they will overtake you because I see the blood. Let the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our mistakes and mistakes, our so-called and failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us. As we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes the north that brings to nil every curse that gets up in our family, every spell and hex and vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse that's up in our family, every spell and hex and vexing. Fire. Fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, heaven, cuts, breaks, know thy strength, the Lord. Make the Lord the strength to know. Reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ comes on. We thank you, Lord. But even though my feet can't take more months of food. Holy, we thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion today. We remember you, Lord. But don't take ourselves home. Because of who we are, whose we are, what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families, in our bonus family, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28.
Yeah.
Romans 4, 17. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present our comfort before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Do one. Verse 24 and 25. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again. Ooh, hallelujah. I feel my help coming, and I think she's on her way now. Glory to God. We thank God. Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And on this sensational supernatural Sunday, I have the honor, the privilege, to introduce, to summon, to present to others, none other than a Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized, demon-destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than the new pastor of this church, the Father.
Yes.
Pastor Kirby Stevenson. Let's receive her. Let's stand on their feet and receive her right now. In Jesus' name.
Jesus, 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 Hold on. the cross. And on Good Friday, he rose up.
Yes, thank you, God.
And that, the resurrection day, called Easter Sunday by the Lord. He died, but he rose again.
Thank you, God.
By his death, he swung open the gates of heaven, making a way for sin to be forgiven, and ushered Christians into the presence of our Almighty God. This week, blessed through the Last Supper, his crucifixion, and end on Sunday, resurrection. This is the basis of the Christianity. This sacrifice marks a new covenant God promised
through
the Old Testament. Jesus was created. I'm sorry. Jesus was ruled by a crowd of people, not the people of Jerusalem. These were the pilgrims coming into the kingdom for the Passover.
Yes.
Who had heard of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead? Mm-hmm. When they saw him, they were excited. They cheered him on because they heard things about him. So they're coming into the city, and Jesus was coming into the city. Loud, they were shouting and screaming, Hosanna! Hosanna! This is what they were shouting. But the people who lived in Jerusalem, they weren't shouting. They may have got caught up in the parade. You know, you see a parade. Oh, here you go. I'm going down there too. You shout and scream. But when the people who lived in Jerusalem realized, oh, wait a minute. They're crazy. This man called Jesus. We don't like him. In fact, we hate him. They got themselves together, went over in the corner, started talking. First of all, they did bad. But they realized they had taken part in a crowd of yelling and screaming for Jesus. Well, oh, I should have listened before I opened my mouth. They were angry and embarrassed. Think about it. When you're angry and embarrassed, how do you feel? You want to kill somebody. Oh. Well, guess what? They wanted to kill Jesus. They wanted to kill Jesus because they do not believe God is saying. So you can understand the pilgrims, the people who came for the pilgrimage, who came for the Passover. They were just standby, eavesdropping. So they got caught away in the moment. But the people who lived in Jerusalem, they hated him. They had seen things he had done. They didn't like it because they were afraid he was going to rise up over them. But Jesus, the Son of God, was on a mission.
Hallelujah.
He was on a mission.
Yes.
So the leaders of Jerusalem were embarrassed and angry. So they used, like the devil would use you, an opportunity. Put him in a situation where he looked guilty of the things he said. But most of all, he caused confusion.
Mm.
You know the power of confusion?
Mm.
You said that. They said that. Oh, we are. Just like the movie that came up and said, who died? Who died? I heard you pray. Oh, he just made it down the street. He's going to get lost. Conversation went on. Negative and positive. But he was nice to me. But he was also.
Oh, yes.
To redeem the lost and save it with life. So he pulled out all his tricks to cause confusion, stir up trouble, and those who hated him, they hated him even more. So, who died? Who ended up dying? He had faith, he had fun, and he had confusing monkeys. They didn't know which way to turn.
They didn't know
what to do. What's that? their own opinion. They weren't quite sure about this man called Jesus. So because of the confusion, they made him careful. Upon the skip, so they called it the skull. That was the other name for the mountain that they put him on and died. Skull Mountain. So everybody could see. He had company. One on this side, one on that side. So one of them was strong enough to say, if you be God, if you be Jesus, can I go home with you?
Yes.
And he was the first person in
heaven. Glory. Glory to God.
Some facts I want to read with you. It's called Nugget of Wisdom.
Yes.
When the pilgrims came to the city, the stars were cheering. They weren't residents there. They were just passing through. Supposed to be going to the Passover. You know, you have saints and you have angels.
Wow.
I knew they were there.
Come on in.
They lined their feet, took their coats and their garments.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who pulled the trees themselves, which were called olive branches.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled it from the olive tree.
Mm-hmm.
The olives are very beautiful in the Jewish world, right?
Mm-hmm.
They use it for oil. But these pilgrims pulled the leaves down for calm and laid them on the ground. But they still hollered, Hosanna!
Hosanna!
They didn't feel it, but it was in their mouth. Did God use that?
He
did not use the Bible. If you understand Jesus and you understand Satan, they can set you up. So when he steps on your foot, you don't say, you say,
everybody needs love.
The love that doesn't remember. You remember when you did it?
Yeah.
I'm
not going
to hold back on my love.
Go!
But he's
slowly
put into your feet of forgetfulness.
Yeah.
His love supersedes
any of
these
things.
Divine, parallel,
and
all you've got to say is, children of the Most High God.
Hosanna, Thank you. In
in their back and in their legs. Somebody came for the next problem. But they're healing you right now. You will be something. Someone has weakness in their heart. Left arm. God says, I'm healing that right now. You heal the Jesus name. Well, that will shake your table. The breath of God is blowing over this place right now. I believe that there's a prophetic word for somebody today. You've been caught between a rock and a hard place. They didn't know what direction to take. But God has provided a prophetic word for you. Lord, we ask that you speak to your people. You know what they're going through. You know what has been attacking them. The home, the family, the job, whatever. Have your way, Lord. Bless the church in the name. Bless the church in the name. Pastor Susie, thank you so much for your life in our world. Thank God for the outpouring of His Spirit. And Pastor Kibi didn't tell me, but I guarantee you there was some fasting going on. I guarantee you there was some fasting going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before I give you to Pastor Kibi, I want to know if there's anybody. We need co-workers in the kingdom. And if anybody wants to be a co-worker in the kingdom, first of all, I want everybody to bow their heads, close their eyes right now, except the Pastor Peter. And if you want to be a co-worker in the kingdom, I want you to raise your hand right quick. You see your hands go. I'm talking about, see, we got a bunch of co-workers in the kingdom already. We talk about new co-workers in the kingdom and God. And what one thing God. Praise God. Thank you, God. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. We put a special blessing upon that one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can raise your hands and open your eyes. That one. And I want you to come up here right now. With the desire to be co-workers in the kingdom. Where are you now? Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Malachi. Or take him. And who else is standing beside you? All right, Sister Tiffany. Praise God. What is your team? Anybody else? Sister Camille, God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a sacred city. Hallelujah. Pastor Kiwi, if you would. And Pastor Peter said, get the oil and let's anoint each of these. Now, anyone up here needs salvation. Or have you all accepted Christ? And if all those who accepted Christ, say amen up here.
Amen.
Okay, we're accepting them already. I'm not going to be one. Pastor Peter, if you're up here, I'm going to be one. Hallelujah. I'm not sister. Come here, let God bless you. Hallelujah. Both go to the Lord. Temple to the Lord. The year came with sometimes. Deacon AJ, I need you to get the name. Okay, we already have the names of Tiffany. And is this Leon? Mayan? Okay, we have that already. But get the name. Okay, then. Sister Camila. You need to get her information. But I'm not always again. And God wants to use you.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I need you to call me. Thank you, Lord. 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 But he wants to use you in the night.
Yes, yes.
He wants to use you in the night and in the morning to fully equip yourself and to be able to be used of him right now.
Thank you, Lord, for your
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Before you go back to the seat, your seat, I want to let you know three things. As Coke worketh in the kingdom, three things that you must have working in you. We want you to be faithful, committed, and have a great desire to be spiritually, to grow spiritually. Those things be the desire of you. And God's going to use you. He's going to use you in your house. He's going to use you. And this is just the starting point, y'all. This is just the starting point. Some of you in this room right now will be speaking to thousands of people. And healing and deliverances will take place because of what God is doing through you. Hallelujah. Don't despise small beginnings, y'all. But be blessed to the Lord. God bless you. Return to your seat. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you all. Let's give all of them a hand. Let's give the Lord God a hand. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. At this time, believe it or not, I'm going to turn the rest of the service over to Pastor Peter. And I'm going to give up the mic. But I want to again thank Pastor Peter for tremendous anointing, tremendous blessing that she's worked to this house on today. This church will never be the same. Thank you, Pastor Peter. Hallelujah. Pastor Peter, I'm asking you to come off this mic.